Welcome to New World Notes, hosted by Kenneth Doust. It's that time of the year when the evil secular progressives allegedly declare a war on Christmas. This sounds like fun. I hope you'll stay tuned. It's about a week before Christmas, give or take. What part of the Christmas season do you like best? For me, it's certainly not buying presents or giving presents, and especially not getting presents. I and everybody I'm close to already have too many things. More things than we need, more things than we know what to do with. What we really want and yearn for are the sorts of things you can't buy at Macy's. Love, community, leisure, meaningful work, economic security, close family ties. All the things that the American economic system makes sure you can't have. You can stock up on consumer products instead. That's the reward it offers us, in place of all the things that are really important. So, thanks, I don't need any more stuff, and neither does anyone on my gift list. And I don't need another round of dreary holiday parties, either. Doubtless, a devout Christian would tell me that what I need is Christ in my life. That would chase away the Christmas time blaz. Well, what can I say? At an impressionable age, I went through 12 years of Methodist church services and Sunday school. Every week, complete with church picnics, lapel pins for perfect attendance, pocket-sized New Testaments galore, and my own photo-illustrated red-letter Bible. Despite all that, I seem to have remained decidedly not born again. I'd say the fault here can't be entirely my own. Which brings us back to the question I asked. What do you like best about the Christmas season? Here's what I like best. This is the time of year when all the right-wing reactionary pundits publicly whine the loudest about how persecuted the Christians in America are today. They are persecuted by the all-powerful secular humanists, in league with the United Nations, the National Organization of Women, gay rights groups, PETA, the Teachers' Union, and you name it. Allegedly. At this time of year, the pundits inflate their self-pity and nutty fantasies into a so-called war on Christmas. The most familiar voice shouting, "The enemy is attacking Christmas," is one Bill O'Reilly, the pontiff of Fox News Network. And some equally wise scholars agree with O'Reilly. Sarah Palin, say. And another Fox News pundit, John Gibson. Gibson has written a book titled The War on Christmas, It's Worse Than You Thought. It's Worse Than You Thought is part of the title. That's not a capsule book review. For our first dispatch from the War on Christmas, let's start with Bill O'Reilly. First, he denounces several chain stores because their ads say Happy Holidays, not Merry Christmas. That's war! Then he talks with John Gibson. The conversation keeps getting nuttier as it goes on. Here's Bill O'Reilly.
Back in the book segment tonight, we continue our reporting on which American stores are using Christmas in advertising this Christmas season, and which are not. So far, here's the list. Again, our litmus test is which operations are using the greeting Merry Christmas in their advertising and which are not. Okay, using, you can see, JCPenney's, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Dillard's, not using, there they are. Now, Kohl's still giving us a hard time, but their advertising has been all Happy Holidays, so I don't know what they want. They, companies as a Clerks are free to say Merry Christmas. Yeah, okay, that's nice. Again, this investigation is designed to spotlight retailers who have knocked the word Christmas out of the Christmas season. We're not too interested with the word Merry. Don't really care about Merry. On the toy store front, here's what we found out. Toys R Us simply is not going to answer our questions. So we assume that means they're not using Merry Christmas. Not using, for sure, KB Toys and FAO Schwartz. But FAO Schwartz says that their people in a store can shout Merry Christmas as loud as I want. With us now, Fox News anchor John Gibson, the author of the book, The War on Christmas, Why It's Worse Than You Thought. This is so incredibly stupid, I can't believe it. All you need to do is use all the phrases. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah. There's plenty of advertising space, plenty of room for banners in your store. Why do you think they're this dumb and excluding Merry Christmas?
Well, in the book, I talk about this going on in schools and libraries and public parks all over the country. And the only thing I can think about these retailers is they tend to worry about 100% of the customers. And if 85% of the country is Christian and 90-some percent celebrate Christmas, there's that little extra percentage that may not.
Yeah, but surely they understand, because they do understand. We call Toys R Us. They knew right away.
Right.
Okay, that they're in waters they don't want to be in. So surely they understand the anger that's going to be engendered by millions of Americans who believe that their cherished holiday is being denigrated, disrespected.
Yeah, it indicates hostility. And
by not using the term.
By refusing to say the word Christmas. And what I've noticed is the way this appears in schools, for instance, is we now don't call it the Christmas break. It's the winter break, as if people worship winter. And there wouldn't be a winter break if there wasn't Christmas at that time of year. So once you call it, change the name. It's not, you won't use the word Christmas. Then you go to winter. Then you can sort of push the Christmas thing out
of public. See, I think it's all part of the secular progressive agenda.
Absolutely.
To get Christianity and spirituality and Judaism out of the public square.
Yeah.
Because if you look what happened in Western Europe, in Canada, if you can get religion out, then you can pass secular progressive programs like legalization of narcotics, euthanasia, abortion at will, gay marriage, because the objection to those things is religious based, usually.
You have France, or you have Holland. You have legalized prostitution, you have drugs, all those things come in which religious organizations tend to oppose. Once you start taking out even the secular symbols of religious holidays, Christmas trees, Santa, so forth, refuse to use the word Christmas, you can shove this religious stuff indoors.
Yeah, because
out of
no
sight.
Kid's going to come home and ask mom what winter break is.
No.
But a kid might come home and say, hey, what's this Christmas thing all about? Who's this baby Jesus guy?
Right.
You know? So look, that's on a very intellectual level and it's behind the scenes, but these retailers are killing it. They're shooting themselves. I mean, they're killing themselves because millions of people are just not going to shop in these places.
Thank you, Bill. We'll hear some more from him in a bit. For our next dispatch, here's an article from the website Rational Wiki. It's a nice history of the war on Christmas. Edited and condensed by me. Here goes. The idea of a war on Christmas started out as a conspiracy theory promulgated by the right-wing John Birch Society. Remember them? In 1959, they released a pamphlet called There Goes Christmas. Here they claimed that there was a new communist plot to take the Christ out of Christmas by replacing Christmas decorations with United Nations symbols. The Birch Society claimed that this was part of a larger push to stamp out religion altogether and cede U.S. sovereignty to the U.N. More recently, the alleged war on Christmas is a seasonal favorite talking point of Bill O'Reilly, who is apparently horrified that Walmart greeters might wish that shoppers enjoy Happy Holidays. In fact, Happy Holidays refers to over a dozen holidays. And Christmas itself was first made by blatantly ripping off a pagan holiday, Yule. The only times in history that a war has actually been declared on Christmas, the people declaring war were fundamentalist-type Christians. In England in the 1640s, the Puritan-controlled Parliament banned Christmas celebrations. This led to pro-Christmas rioting in several cities. Rioters defied the ban by decking the halls with boughs of holly. Hi-ho! Then Puritan Massachusetts completely banned Christmas for 22 years, from 1659 until 1681. Christmas was legalized again only when King James II appointed a governor to the colony who could rule by decree. Even so, Christmas did not become popular in Massachusetts until the 1850s, 200 years later. After the Revolutionary War, celebrating Christmas fell out of style in the new United States. Christmas was considered too British. Some fundamentalist Christian denominations today do not celebrate Christmas because it is a holiday of pagan origin. A well-known example is the Jehovah's Witnesses. Some Christian fundamentalists even point out that the name Santa is an anagram of Satan. S-A-N-T-A, S-A-T-A-N. Coincidence? You decide. Ho, ho, ho! That was me at the end there, but thanks to Rational Wiki for a nice quick overview of the War on Christmas. So there you have it. The only people who have seriously declared war on Christmas have been fundamentalist Christians, who found the holiday not Christian enough. Let's have another dispatch. Here's John Stewart, having a conversation of sorts with both Bill O'Reilly and Sarah Palin.
What is it like to live in that world of pure fear and despair, where every inconsequential change in what was becomes a harbinger of a dystopian post-America apocalypse where only Muslims can swim? And the sidewalk game where decent law-abiding white folk are randomly knocked out has replaced baseball as our national pastime. And a sense of persecution is always at its worst right around this time of year.
A new battle in the war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas.
The school district that's now saying faith-based tunes have no place in their elementary school.
The majority of Americans celebrate Christmas, so everybody should have the right to enjoy this season without the interference of a few bah humbug bullies.
How can I enjoy my Christmas when I know that somewhere a little Jewish boy isn't being forced to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem? Where's the joy there? Who will save Christmas?
Sarah Palin. She has a new book out about the meaning of Christmas.
I was hoping for Blitzen, but she'll do. Carry on.
Can you understand why somebody who is not a self-identified Christian would feel uncomfortable with demonstration of something from the Bible, from the New Testament, coming from the government? Because to them, that might feel like their government is picking a religion and it's not theirs.
Well, there are things that we can do about that to, I guess, lessen that offense. We can do that in our personal lives. For instance, in my family, we have the menorah out on through December on our kitchen table. I want to teach my children about the Jewish faith.
Quick word to the Palin kids. While I appreciate the gesture, Jews don't actually just leave a menorah out for the month of December. Like a knick-knack in a curio case. Goes in the window, and you only put it there for 8 days. And also, Palin kids, this is not a menorah. Now, there's got to be someone who can defend Christmas with a little more authority.
Over the years, we've taken on the role of protecting the federal holiday of Christmas.
Even though it is not in any way threatened. But I'll bite, since we do this dance every year. Tell me why this year it is especially egregious to use the phrase, Happy Holidays.
What is interesting this year is that Hanukkah will be over on Thursday. So there are no more holidays between then and Christmas Day.
Damn you, O'Reilly! We've been checkmated! Without Hanukkah, we have no excuse to say happy holidays, plural. Because apparently you can't include anything past Christmas, like Kwanzaa, Epiphany, and New Year's. Although by that logic, it means that up until Hanukkah, you can only say happy Hanukkah, but who the f*** cares about that? But I'm sorry, I interrupted your flow, Mr. O'Reilly. What other secular humanists are peeing on your Yule log this year?
Macy's, a company that I generally like.
Macy's! Macy's isn't Christmassy enough for you? Macy's? Miss Macy's? The one emblazoned with a bejeweled believe sign? That could be seen from space? The one that looks as though someone ejaculated tinsel all over it? That Macy's? What have they done?
This year they're touting Santa Claus, who will help you, quote, with your holiday wish list. So here's my question to Macy's. What holiday is Santa celebrating?
Ah, that is a good question. Santa, or Sinterklaas, is celebrating the Feast of St. Nicholas, which originated in the Netherlands in the Middle Ages and occurs every December 6th. But you might not have heard about that because, like every other December holiday, it was long ago sucked into the insatiable black hole that is Christmas. And by the way, you're upset with a department store because in their effort to get you to buy a Swarovski crystal Hello Kitty snowman figurine, they're not invoking Christ's name enough. I thought Christians used to complain that their holiday was getting commercialized. Are those days gone?
I love the commercialization of Christmas because it spreads the Christmas cheer. It's the most jolly holiday, obviously, on our calendar.
Obviously. So commercialization is what's spreading Christmas cheer. Oh, I've been so confused about the message of that holiday for so long. I thought it was about opening one's homes to friends and family, not opening one's present and then returning it for store credit. Look. If the true spirit of Christmas is best spread and expressed through commercialism and materialism, then anyone who denounces those things is, by the transitive property, waging war on Christmas. Sarah Palin, Bill O'Reilly, meet your newest nemesis.
Today, Pope Francis denounced trickle-down economics as unfair to the poor.
He takes a shot at commercialism,
calling for Catholics everywhere to resist excessive capitalism and materialism.
When will the Pope stop his war on Christmas? Well, I hope his message is heard, and someday Macy's will truly honor the spirit of Christmas. We'll be right back.
John Stewart. Finally, let's have a couple minutes of a wonderful audio collage on the war on Christmas. It's by Scooter over at station KPFT in Houston. This is a dispatch from the enemy side. We'll start off with, apparently, Satan himself. Then look at elf exploitation in Santa's sweatshop factories. Hear a couple of heavy metal Xmas carols. And kill Simon, Theodore, and Alvin. We'll hear Christian super patriots denouncing secular progressives in general, and Christopher Hitchens in particular, and more. Yes, the war on Christmas is real, and in this dispatch we go behind enemy lines. Strap on your helmet, watch out for landmines, and God have mercy on us all. Here is the enemy warlord himself.
It's that time of year, and you know what that means, my precious godless heathens. Time to gather up your pentagrams, dead babies, and evil, satanic Harry Potter action figures, because the truce is over. Tonight, the eternal War on Christmas resumes.
Celebrate the horror of Christmas with the most violent holiday special ever.
Gee, this is awful, Dad. Unloaded on dope and he's killing people.
Tell it to the Xmas bunny, kid.
So many toys to build. The machines are kind of tricky. Probably someone will be killed. But we gladly work for nothing,
which is good because we don't intend to pay.
The elves are back to work today. Hooray! We have just a couple hours to make several billion gifts, and the labor isn't easy.
Then you'll all work triple shifts. You can make the job go quicker if you turn up the controls to super speed.
It's back to work on extra speed. There's a toy lodged in my brain. We are getting awfully tired, and we can't work any faster, and we're very, very sorry.
Why, you selfish little bastards, do you want the kids to think that Santa's just a clumsy, empty-handed jerk?
Yeah.
Then shut your yaps and back to work.
And American retailers really rely on it for the bulk of their earnings.
You're anti-Christmas.
It was a war on Christmas to sell everything, from Coca-Cola to electric shavers. It goes on and on. The war. Happy reunion between tradition, war, faith, war, business, and just war fun. War is Santa making a comeback. War, war. Christmas time is a lot of fun.
War. War on Christmas.
The true meaning of Christmas is Christ's birthday.
War, war, war.
Christ's birthday.
Secular progressives. Why Christmas matters.
War, war, war.
That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. War under assault by secular progressives. They want a new America. War. And inclusive America. Secular progressives don't want Christmas because that stands in the way of legalized drugs, euthanasia, gay marriage,
What about the movie Dogma, also coming out from Miramax? You're not going to see a movie about Kadesh. You're not going to see a movie where they're going to use toilet humor with the Jews. That's because Jews have done a better job than Catholics have in fighting back. Catholics are a little slow to react. Now, the public sector, that's what I want to talk about. The public sector actually subsidizes anti-Catholicism in this country. You wouldn't have the Rockefeller Foundation subsidizing Jews for Jesus, but you have the Ford Foundation subsidizing Catholics for a free choice, which was condemned by the Catholic Church in 1993. The nonprofits, you have Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, dressed like nuns. People say, well, they give money to charities. How about a bunch of white boys setting up the Al Jolson Society with a little black paint on their face, doing a little tap dance and saying, well, we give to charities? In terms of the public theaters, Manhattan Theater Club, the museums, the Brooklyn Museum of Art. Let's listen to the reaction here. Boxes of maggots, decomposing cow's heads, bisected pig in formaldehyde, and the Holy Virgin Mary by Christopoulos. Where did this come from? Well, it came from England. There are two things about England that I know that we've had to put up with. One of them is Christopher Hitchens, and the other is elephant dung. You may need this, too. After listening to him, I brought along some of my vomit bags. Now, we used that very successfully in the Brooklyn Museum of Art. So if anybody feels the need to puke, there you have. Now, you also have a problem with the state schools in this country. Penn State, for example, feminist fascists there made a vagina with human hair and then put our Blessed Mother inside of it to show how much they care about us. At Hunter College, another state-supported institution, you had Condom Jesus. And at SUNY New Paltz, the same kind of outrage.
Thank you.
The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, brothers and sisters, religion has it very much its own way in this country of ours. It's in the Pledge of Allegiance, thanks to a stupid intervention by President Eisenhower. It's on the money. It's in the opening of Congress every day. It's at the National Prayer Breakfast. It's when the delinquent president summons his advisors and his spiritual team in order to fend off what should have been inevitable. And it's high time that that situation was reversed and we developed a proper immunity to it and made sure that religion could only be self-inflicted. Thank you.
Bring us a figgy pudding, so bring us a figgy pudding. Bring us a figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some, so bring it out here.
At ease, gentlemen. Welcome to the new cavalry. We will ride in the battle.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
This is Norton Scooter Presents, a Norton Scooter production. Me, your host, Norton Scooter, reporting from the surge, or the bulge, or the escalation, or whatever the kids are calling it these days.
You don't have to catch it. You don't have to beat it. But I can assure you, out of the plane.
And as you can probably tell from what's going on behind me, the war on Christmas has been fully mobilized.
They got Theodore. Over here! Over here! Behind the piano! I can't see! I can't feel my tail! Come on. Come on, we're gonna make it! Come on, don't give up! No! No! Gone without me! It's too late! No! Simon! Simon! Oh! Oh, God, look at you. They got me.
Alvin!
I'm dying. No. I'm nuts.
For the final word on the war on Christmas, our thanks to Scooter. His radio show is called The Inner Side, and you can find more at his website, accessofevil.org. That's spelled A-K-S-I-S, accessofevil.org. Our show is called New World Notes, and you can find more at our website, newworldnotes.blogspot.com. On behalf of the entire New World Notes staff, this is Kenneth Doust, advising illegitimi non carborundum and wishing you happy holidays, including a Merry Christmas. And let's hope we make it alive until then. Peace.